We're here with our sixth and final presidential candidate on the Star Sabbatical special series, Chloe Hill. And start off with, Chloe, if you'd just like to introduce yourself and tell us why you're running to be association president.
Sure. I'm Chloe. I'm currently the Community Relations Officer on the SRC and also the President of the MOD United Nations, which is either awesome or really sad, depending on what you think. I'm running for the student president because, having been involved in student politics for the last year, I know the fantastic stuff that's been started and created by the current SABs, and I really, really want to keep that momentum going. And I think that if I waited a year, I'd lose it.
So you've been in the SRC this year as Community Relations Officer. How is your experience from that going to help you if you become president?
Community Relations Officer is a really interesting position and I've loved it. Basically, it's meant that on a regular basis, I have dealt with the police, the university management, St Andrews Community Council, five councillors, many members of St Andrews that deal with how it works and the way it runs, and have solved problems like students leaving mess on the beach and how to clean up. Like, I know where to go when there's a problem, and I've dealt with all the people that similarly the president also deals with, so I wouldn't be starting the job from scratch. I could just continue with what I've been doing so far.
Do you have any other experience that you can bring to the table?
In terms of national representation, which is one of the six key issues that the president deals with, I've spent the last year networking with Scottish universities to get students involved, and we have now this group called Scottish Students Against Cuts, which has been fantastic because it's been about finding out what issues have other Scottish universities have had, and a lot of them are very similar to the ones we have here, so it's been about how to deal with those and coming up with new ideas and making sure that students are actually involved in the way their universities run.
So what cause would you see yourself as championing? I have not been able to pronounce that word once tonight. I'm just going to stop saying it at this point. What cause would you like to be involved in most if you were president?
I think the most important thing in St Andrews is ensuring that we have an affordable student experience. So obviously this means accommodation. It's not accessible and it's not affordable at the moment. I have various policies for making sure that that can happen this year and then again in the long run. It also means that we, the SABs that get elected this year, need to recognise it's going to be the first year where our UK students are paying £9,000. Yeah. The university's promised a scholarship programme, but there's no evidence of it yet. So we need to have SABs that say, these are great students, they need to be able to afford to be here. What are you going to do about it? And I think that's an important part of it.
So what measures would you have to solve the accommodation problem? I know different candidates have different thoughts about that.
One of the key problems we found, obviously last week on Monday, there was the emergency accommodation meeting because over 500 students who applied to halls didn't get in, which means we now have 500 students with nowhere to live. The solution to returning students is basically, instead of the RBS and admissions, using returning students as fill the gaps for places once they've let in first years. They recognise that returning students were a really big part of student accommodation, and that therefore there should be a fixed number of beds that they offer, so students know what the possibility of them getting a bed is, and they're able to say, okay, my chances of getting them are this much, not just hoping for the best because RBS will just fill them in afterwards. On the same line, rather than them being fill the gap policy, there is a fixed policy, and so they can find out in January whether or not they've got a bed, so they can apply for private accommodation at the same time as everybody else does. Because I do think actually St Andrews probably has just about enough accommodation for everybody, but it's a stress to find and it's complicated. And by the time you get to March, you've panicked that everyone else has got somewhere. If you find out in January you haven't got halls, so you then apply with everybody else, it's not a problem.
Mm-hmm. So, to state the obvious, you're a third year.
Yep.
And the other candidates are all in their last year.
Yes.
How is that? Do you think it's going to be a disadvantage or a good thing for you?
I'd like to think that people are electing their SABs based on what they've actually done and what they can do in the future and not on what year they are in. I'm applying this year because I feel like I've been really involved and I want to continue that. And I think it would be lost if I applied next year, which is why I'm doing it now.
Go for it. Do you have any questions, Hannah?
Yeah, a question that we've been asking all the candidates is obviously 600th anniversary is coming up, and if you were to be elected, you would be the head of the association, really the face of the student body during those massive celebrations. Is there anything in particular that you really want to show about St Andrews to the wider world?
Yeah, St Andrews is a fantastic place. It's so mixed. It's full of students from all over the world, from every possible background. And yet we have this bizarre elitist image that I genuinely don't believe is true of St Andrews. And so what I'd want to be pushing is the fact that we have students of every background, of every race. Of it would be much more important for me to change the image of St. Andrews and make it an international university and not the elitist one it's got the reputation of at the moment.
Great. And another thing that we've been interested to grill the candidates about is kind of the face of student media has really evolved over the past year. A lot more bigger online presence with things coming out immediately with Star and the Saint Online and the Stand, and there's lots of other outlets and that sort of thing. So you no longer have to wait 2 weeks to kind of see things happen. How would you like to engage with that and also react to it if you were president?
I think it's fantastic. It means that we've kept up to date in the same way that every other national news media operates. We are now able to do that. And I think that SABS should be much more involved. So at the moment, it's really difficult for SABS to do a press release. They have to go through various processes and someone has to sign it off and stuff. But it means that they're late or slow in being able to tell students what's going on. And we should be definitely tapping into the fact that we have this instant online student media, and we should be using that much more. One of the things they've sort of been doing with the Saint is to have a SABS page every 2 weeks, but instead of that there should just be a SABS blog on it so that SABS can put up what's happening, what students can get involved in. And the same with Star, instead of us coming on when we're invited, there should be a regular thing so that we can go out and tell people what's going on.
Yeah, we should get the SABS special back. Another quality which I feel is very key to being any sabbatical position is approachability and just being available to students. In what practical ways would you make sort of get yourself out there for the student body?
I've been very involved in various different societies and love going to the events, and I think that's a great way to meet people because you find out what other students are interested in and doing and getting involved in. And I think actually the SABS this year have done a fantastic job at doing that. People actually know who they are, which in my first 2 years I did not. So I think it would be much more about not changing something, but continuing that practice and building on it. Similarly, the SAB doors are genuinely always open, and that's something that needs to be maintained. One of the problems I know that they faced is the fact that they are just so busy. And so having a set time in the same way that lecturers do to say, you're welcome to come to my office whenever you like, but this is a time I will definitely be in. If you can't get hold of me, make sure you come then, just so that you know there's someone that you can go to at a certain time.
So how has your campaign week been going then? And I know it's a test of nerves, if nothing else, a test of organisation. How has it been for you?
I have loved it. I've got to wear orange every day.
What made you pick the orange?
It's my favourite colour. In my first year, my academic dad ran for AU president, and as the only daughter in the family, I got to choose the colour. So it was orange, and I got put in an orange jumpsuit and juggled oranges for the week. So we've upgraded a bit. I don't have to wear the jumpsuit, but I wanted to continue that because academic families are one of the biggest things here, and I loved it. And it means that my brothers all still have the t-shirt that we had in first year, so we're all wearing that again. I've got mine on now.
Nice recycling.
Yeah,
that's good.
I like it too.
Sustainability. So, yeah. And another question we've been asking everyone this evening is there a particular public figure or political figure or anyone really that you particularly admire for their leadership style and that inspires you in any way?
Well, that's an interesting question.
I don't necessarily have to, you don't have to feel like they reflect you, but more that they inspire you, I think.
I was very inspired by Obama's election campaign when he first got elected. I just couldn't believe how much enthusiasm people had for it, and I wish that British politics had that, basically. Yeah. Where is our Obama? Even if you don't agree with his policies, you can't not say he's a fantastic politician.
Definitely. Maybe not agree on that.
Fantastic. Well, I think we'll bring the interview to a close now. You've answered our questions very well. And as we've done with all the candidates this week, and you're the very final one that we're actually interviewing. So this will be the song that plays out the Sabbatical Special Series.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
And we've asked you to bring along a song and to and either one that reflects you or your campaign or something like that. So to finish off with, if you'd like to introduce the song and tell us the reasoning behind your choice.
Okay, so my campaign song was actually Katrina and the Wailers, Walking on Sunshine. But my flatmate got a bit drunk and decided that this should be it. And I think maybe people should just read into it.